When someone challenges us and tells us that we are doing something we shouldn't, we have a choice. We can either thank them for pointing something out, reflect on it, decide whether there is something to it, and decide to change if there is, or we can get angry. Who do they think they are telling me what I should work on? Let me tell you about them. Today, we have kind of two encounters of people who were on the precipice of encountering God, but they got angry and they were unable to hear. The first reading is Naaman the Syrian. You can understand why the king is kind of thinking that the king of Syria is looking to pick a fight, because he's asking the king of Israel to cure Naaman of his leprosy. And to be sure, if the king of Israel could do that, then of course he would do it for everybody. So you can see why this miraculous thing is something that appears to be impossible. In the gospel reading, Jesus is pointing out that here he is, the Son of God, announcing the kingdom of God, and people don't believe him. And he points out that this isn't new. This is always the way it's been with a prophet. Always they have had this difficulty. And he gives two striking examples to the people. They have a choice. They can accept the criticism and see it as an invitation to grow in faith, or they can do what they did, which was to get really angry, intending to hurl Jesus down the hill. That's pretty angry. If you're willing to do something that could cause another person to die, you've got to be pretty angry. And all this because Jesus is pointing out to them how hard it is to believe that God is present in the ordinary. For Naaman, it was the ordinary Jordan River. Not terribly impressive compared to other rivers in the region. He didn't think that there was much to it, and he got angry. Maybe he thought they were playing or insulting him or making fun of him. In the gospel, Jesus is the one they knew. They saw him grow up. They saw him playing on the streets. They saw him in their village. They saw him working with his father. They saw all of these things and said, he's just too ordinary. How can he possibly be the Messiah, the Son of God? It can be the same way in the spiritual life for you and me. It can be the case in the spiritual life that we dismiss God when it appears that what we're being asked to consider is simply too ordinary. Or we can dismiss God when God is challenging us to change our lives in a particular way. We can get angry at God. We can think we're fine the way we are. The most important challenge for this season of Lent is to take a step back and to ask a simple question. Where is God in my life? And then, when we answer that question, there's another. What does God want me to do?